don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's in me. I don't need no doctor, no, no, 'cause I know what's in me. Yeah. Been too long away from a man. Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Dr. Evan Weissman, who's a retired cardiologist who lives in Greater Atlanta. He's a graduate of Yale and Emory Universities and has practiced for the past 40 years. Welcome to Background Briefing, Dr. Evan Weissman.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And the New York Times is carrying a lead article in Tuesday's paper about the Hospital Corporation of America profiting from questionable cardiac procedures. This is a company that has 163 hospitals and 110 surgery centers with annual revenues of almost $30 billion in 2011 and with profits of $2.5 billion. And apparently a fifth of its income comes from Florida, where there's a large retiree population, and they've been apparently doing a lot of unnecessary operations down there.
That appears to be the case. It's not unusual.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think in the private healthcare system, for-profit hospitals, there have been cases in the past in which these for-profit hospitals, which have very little overseeing of them, pretty much often their major motive is not to really provide services for patients and take good care of patients, but to make money. That's in distinction to other hospitals, which are for not-for-profit hospitals, in which this is much less likely to occur. In 2003, Tenet Hospital had a hospital in Redding, California, in which if your car happens to break down, you generally wind up with a zipper on your chest. People were having unnecessary heart surgery, unnecessary cardiac catheterizations, unnecessary heart procedures. In one case, a gentleman stayed over at that house at that city, wound up having a heart catheterization, was told he needed to have urgent heart surgery. For some reason or another, he did not have that done, and when he showed his x-rays to other doctors, they said there's nothing wrong at all with the blood flow to your heart. I had three different doctors who saw him afterwards.
So you're saying that anybody that happened to, it sounds like that the movie Psycho, you know, showing up at the wrong motel. If you went into Redding, California, and anything happened to you, and you went into a hospital,
the wrong hospital. They have two hospitals. There's one that's not for profit, and that practice did not occur at that hospital. It was the Tenet Hospital that it occurred at, and Tenet was, as the article in the New York Times pointed out, had to pay a substantial penalty for the practices that they allowed to occur in that hospital.
Well, so did HCA, though. HCA, the Health Corporation of America, paid out $1.7 billion in fines to settle charges of defrauding the government in 2000.
That is correct, and both of them are private for-hospital chains. The problem is that if you put a cardiac facility into a small community, small isolated community, a lot of practices may then go on which are very questionable, actually fraudulent, and people have no oversight over that. If a patient, if I were in a small community and for some reason I wound up in a heart hospital, or a member of my family, I wouldn't have that kind of procedure done at that place because there's no one to answer to. The doctors can look at an X-ray, say that there's a blockage there, and proceed to act on that. And you have no knowledge of that yourself. You're just not that wise. Every little hospital in Florida in every little isolated community does not need to have the ability to perform angioplasty or even cardiac catheterization.
And you're saying that because these are small hospitals, there aren't sufficient checks and balances from other colleagues who would notice these procedures.
That's right. It's much less likely to occur if in metropolitan areas, and particularly if the metropolitan area happens to have a nearby medical school, so that other people can check these things out. The patients are a tremendous disadvantage. They have no way of knowing that this information that they're being given is incorrect and actually fraudulent.
Again, I'm speaking with Dr. Evan Weissman, who's a retired cardiologist who lives in the greater Atlanta area. He's a graduate of Yale and Emory University and has practiced for the past 40 years. Now, these procedures that were done by the Health Corporation of America, and because, again, they were previously sued for defrauding the government back in 2000, and apparently they had to pay out $1.7 billion in fines then, but apparently they're back at it, defrauding the government. And apparently the two main procedures that they use irresponsibly and unnecessarily are diagnostic catheterization and cardiac stents. So just tell us exactly what they are, because we, the taxpayers, through Medicare, pay these hospitals about $3,000 for the former and $10,000 for the latter.
That's correct. Well, a heart catheterization is when a tube is placed into the heart, and in this case, mostly into the coronary arteries, and dye is injected to see whether or not there's any blockage in those arteries. That's a diagnostic test. A angioplasty or a stent is put in if they find a blockage and it's felt to be the cause of the patient's symptoms. So it requires judgment as to who gets the heart catheterization. In other words, not everyone who has a heart needs a heart catheterization. And who requires an angioplasty or a stent. Because if there's no disease, then you don't need to have a stent put in. As a matter of fact, even if you do have disease, the guidelines are that you should be treated with medicine first, and if your symptoms do not respond, then to maximal medical therapy, then a stent is warranted. So it doesn't really occur necessarily that if you have a blockage that you need to have a stent put in. But I doubt that was observed in these cases.
Well, what I find extraordinary here, Dr. Weissman, is that this has been happening in Florida, and the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, he headed a similar big hospital chain, and he was fined for fraudulent practices. His company was, and he had to leave the company. And they paid a record fine, I think several billion, about $6 billion.
That is correct. And again, it's the private, for-profit hospitals that seem to be the culprit in these situations. Because the hospital gets remunerated by the government for the number of procedures that are being done. And the hospital, as this article in the New York Times pointed out, mentioned that one of their doctors had brought in a great deal of income, and they were very proud of the fact that he was able to do that. Well, that should not be a reason for a doctor to receive accolades from the hospital. Another doctor in this article says he wasn't being paid by the hospital, and he probably wasn't being paid by the hospital. But my question is, was he receiving perks from that hospital? Because there are many ways that hospitals can reward you. For instance, they can provide you transportation, like a helicopter to go to certain places. They can send you on vacation, and I'm sure they do. And they can allow you to use their facilities, such as ski condominiums and things of that nature. And they can also make it less necessary for you to do things that most other doctors are required to do, such as keeping their charts up to date. They can be much more lax about that if the doctor is bringing them in sufficient income.
Well, Dr. Weissman, the reason I brought up Governor Rick Scott of Florida is that these practices have been taking place in small hospitals in Florida, and he's the governor of the state, and he's already not a convicted felon, but he certainly, he's a convicted felon, but he certainly paid the biggest fine in history for his criminal practices as the head of a big health company. I'm just wondering whether somehow he was setting the tone. The New York Times didn't make any connections, but I was just making that connection.
Well, I concur with that. I am sure that he is one of the people who's against regulatory agencies looking over the shoulder of doctors and making sure that they are practicing the kind of medicine they should be practicing. So many times we hear that these regulators are getting in the way of the doctor's way to practice medicine. But this is a way of protecting our patients, and I would want to be protected by someone who knew more than I did about whether or not these hospitals were actually practicing ethically. And I'm sure that Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, does not like regulations being brought down on almost anything, and particularly on medical facilities.
Well, not only do patients need to be protected from unnecessary operations, it appears, also the taxpayer needs to be protected from the unnecessary expense to Medicare.
Well, that's true, because we all know this is a very expensive system, and if hospitals and doctors and everyone else wasn't remunerated for each type of procedure that was done, but there was some more general fee that was just given to the hospital, I think that this kind of practice would, first of all, be a lot less frequent, and second of all, I think there'd be a lot less private industry investing in medicine because it wouldn't be as profitable for them.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Dr. Evan Weissman.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
And again, I've been speaking with Dr. Evan Weissman, who's a retired cardiologist who lives in the greater Atlanta area. He's a graduate of Yale and Emory Universities and has practiced for the past 40 years. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Brooke Peterson and Michelle Manos. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.